know you did, you know you did. Hey, good morning to everybody. Happy Friday, man. Happy Friday. Dave Hyde, All Day Dan Day, and our man Jamie, who very impressed. You had a chance to spend any time with Jamie?
Jamie opened the door for me earlier this week.
I got to tell you, Florida Jamie, he's a gator, but he's a junkie. He's where he needs to be. He's a sports junkie, led by his mother, who's a sports junkie. And anytime you hear the father, well, he's kind of into it, but mom wants to go to everything. Knows that. That's the kind of, that's it. That's strong right there.
That makes it a lot easier to stay in sports, doesn't it? When you're a kid, they were asking you, how are you going to get into sports, not how are you going to get into business, right?
So I was like, well, you know, I hear, we have a lot of women into sports, more than ever through the years, I've noticed. And I had a mother that was really into sports. But when you got a mother that wants to, like, no, we're going to a game. Don't plan any dates. We're going to a frigging game. The Panthers, like, oh, whew, that's strong. Strong stuff. Strong stuff, Jamie. Good stuff from the family there. We say good morning. We got a lot of stuff, the news yesterday, by the way, before we get to all the football stuff, and we got plenty. Hulk Hogan. I've never been a WWE fan, I got to be honest. I follow everything, and I find some of it entertaining. Anybody's got a little shtick. I got a little, try to get a little bit myself. I like it. But Hulk Hogan, obviously, it was a big old personality. And 71 years old. Damn.
I think a lot of childhoods died yesterday, too, with Hulk
yes.
Hogan. I'm like you. Pro wrestling, WWE, and superheroes. I just wasn't interested. I'm just not interested in either one of them, for whatever reason. And but if you're probably around 40, I was figuring this out. If you're probably around 40, your childhood died because that was the age where Hulk Hogan.
Well, he's a big, big personality, huge personality.
Was there anything more American than Hulk Hogan?
I would even say younger than 40 because remember he had the reality TV shows. He had Hollywood Hulk Hogan. He was around forever.
He was around forever with that. With
Hulkamania. He just did. He came up with a lot of, hey, brothers. I mean, he had.
Did he bring the word brothers into the society or did he just piggyback it?
I don't know.
I just remember he was the first guy to be identified with brothers.
Yeah, so.
You called me last night with the Hulk Hogan
invitation. Yeah, I did. And I stunned you for a second. You were stunned for a few seconds. Like, what was that? What the hell was that, Joe? Said, that's going all day with no sleep. That's exactly what that was. So anyway, Hulkamania and everything else. And by the way, we also, I know nobody talks about it. It's all good when you pass. And Hulk had his own demons. I mean, he had his own junk. And we went through a divorce and she left him and he left her and the whole thing. So, and all that stuff's public. One thing about it in the old days, nobody ever heard about it, just everything. And now, man, everything's on social media. There's nothing private anymore at all.
Well, he had a reality show, too. And maybe Dan is closer to the age where his childhood just died, probably. But a lot of that with his daughter, I don't even know what the...
Hogan knows best.
Yes.
And really?
Brooke Hogan. Mm. She was in Miami. I think they filmed it here in Miami.
Yeah. He'd been married a few times, but a beautiful woman, the one that he's with, was beautiful lady. All right.
Married.
All right, man, let's get, we got all kinds of stuff. And Dave, you and I got in this Christian Wilkins thing this morning. We got a lot of stuff, gets caught up on everything, camp and all stuff. So Christian Wilkins, big story overnight, Christian Wilkins released by the Las Vegas Raiders. Broken foot, played five games, got hurt in a fifth game, a Jones fracture, apparently a slow healing, whether he's going to get another surgery or they felt he wasn't rehabbing. Now, this is a Las Vegas Al Davis special when something doesn't work out and you think it had something to do with the coach or the player. You fight it and it's got to go through grievance now and it'll go through the NFLPA and they'll fight it and everything. But Christian Wilkins and Bose was one of the biggest guys that said, he got a lot of money we couldn't pay. Or we could have, but anyway, you look back on it, you got five games out of him. You cut him. You paid him $50 million of the $82 million of guaranteed money. He's going to fight over the last 30-something million to get it, and will probably get it over this injury. But he got cut, and first thing I thought, man, we got lucky on that one.
Yeah, it was luck. It was luck.
There was luck.
There was no design here. And I keep reading tweets, this false praise for Chris Greer, like, what a great move, he didn't sign him. Well, it wasn't because they were afraid he's going to, you know, lose his career four games later. It was the year before, they couldn't come to the right price.
Yeah.
Now, you can praise Chris if you want for saying, we're going to toe the line on a position that, if you look at it, the Dolphins really don't consider defensive tackle one of the positions they're going to pay.
It never has been. Like, right. Chris, if you've been around and followed the pattern, certain positions don't get paid on this team. You're exactly right. Tight ends have, through the years, have never, in general, tight ends have never, till recent years, with all the pass catching, it's gone up a lot. But centers, through the years, have struggle to get money. We've got a couple guys. Yeah.
Yeah, but I keep reading about Chris. What a great move not to re-sign Christian Wilkins. And
well, it does. He at least can. I mean, he now doesn't have to hear about Christian tearing it up and having 14 sacks.
Would you put it on Chris if he'd signed here and got hurt four games? And no, you just say, bad luck.
Right.
Sort of like, look, Jalen Ramsey came here 8 years. He never missed a game. And he tears his Achilles.
Gets hurt in practice.
But if you're going to praise the Dolphins for not signing Christian Wilkins today, then you cannot argue they should sign Zach Sealer, okay? Because it's a similar boat, similar idea, and you can't give him big money then. And I'm not going down that road. I'd say, and Zach talked yesterday, and he showed you.
Wow. He said it was a drop the mic.
It was great.
Now you know where I'm from. I didn't know he didn't curse, and I throw F-bombs around him all the time.
Either.
I'm going to clean my act up. Yeah, last night
you
I went,
should,
Zach.
Joe. You should feel bad about throwing F-bombs around.
How about Zach? Just everything, like, hey, this is the way I was raised. I believe the team will do the right thing. I believe I'm worth more money. He did, but I also
he
talked
said,
about
he said, I
leadership.
Believe, and then he stopped me and said, I know I'm worth more money.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, and he is. Look, he's worth more than $13 million a year. Now, remember the Christian Wilkins and Zach Sealer year? Both of them went the same. Their contracts were running out. Zach Sealer signed in the middle of the year. So he took a little less to get that security blanket.
But Zach was starting from scratch. He started minimum wage, and he got a little bump. And, hey, you talk about a guy that appreciates every dollar. The guy that is been cut through the league and has seen the minimum wage, and I don't know where we're going. And
he was working at General Motors in off seasons in college.
There's a little different appreciation compared to a guy that's a first round pick's got guaranteed money right from the start and gets a big signing bonus, and you're basically set. You're a top pick now, top couple of rounds. Your signing bonus alone changes your friggin' life. You have $7-8 million for second round of guaranteed signing bonus money up front. So there is appreciation for everything he said. He said he appreciates everything. I think, hey, listen, he lived in a trailer park. I don't know if he got into that yesterday. The guy lived in a trailer park for a couple years.
While playing, yeah.
While he was playing down here. And he's an outdoors guy. Listen, his story is great. I don't think they're still going to make him a top paid guy. I would be really surprised. But they do need to up that salary in a big way. I don't know. I don't know what Drew Rosenhaus's agent. By the way, we should just always say whoever it is. We're going Drew Rosen.
Drew has
is
everybody,
the agent.
Doesn't he?
Yeah. So, what do you think the magic number is?
20 Seven, million.
Oh, you do? I was going to say high teens.
The market value, I remember when Christian was, I wrote a column, the market value for Christian Wilkins is $20 million at the time. And the Dolphins weren't coming up to that point.
Because all the double-digit tackles all got paid.
All were getting 20, 21.
Giants, Jets,
and
all
Christian Wilkins, I was walking through the locker room, he goes, hey, thanks for that. I think that's the number. So the point being, the Dolphins didn't, I don't know what number the Dolphins were, they didn't come up to that number.
Well, listen, I think they're looking at this, and the way he's handled everything, I don't know. Do we know for sure as these practices go on? He's doing everything. He's talking about his leadership.
I watched yesterday. I've been there the last first two practices, And he's done everything.
He also talks about his role for those young guys, which is really cool, including a guy that's he's going to be playing next to that's going to start in Kenneth Grant. Most likely, Benito's off to a great start, and I'm guessing he is the veteran guy, but Zach and Benito and Kenneth Grant will probably be your starting three guys in the middle of that normal down and distance on that defensive line.
Yeah, and with the wide receivers, the defensive line, assuming Chubb and Jalen Phillips are healthy, then you got Chop Robinson and Zach. Those are the two strengths of the team right there.
If you get anything close to what you know they're capable of, Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips have been quality. They've had their moments of being really, really good. And Chop in there, and then at times maybe all three of them play once you get rolling in the middle of the season there, and you're throwing those guys out there in different spots. My God.
And Chop talked yesterday, and this is why you get a little optimistic if you're a Dolphin fan. You listen to these guys talk and what they want. Chop talked about his same weight, lower body fat than last year. He talked about adding moves, expanding his game, and he talked about he knows people say he can't stop the run, set the edge, but watch the film. It's on there, and the point being, these guys are addressing and bringing up themselves things that are out there
that aware of everything. There's nothing. You literally for today's young players. They hear everything, Dave.
But they're addressing concerns. You know, they're not just saying, "Hey, I'm a good pass rusher." I know people say I can't stop the run. I'm working on that. I do stop the run.
Well, it's coming from their own coaches too.
Sure,
the assistant coach has got to be. There's one position got to be honest with you. Your position coach has to be able to look at you and say, "You need to work on this a lot. We need a lot of work on this. Don't work on your strengths. We need to work on your weaknesses, and this is what you need to improve." But so I'm like you. You look at this, and again, it's only practice number two, but you look and go, well, if these guys can stay healthy and these young dudes can come along, and you start feeling in on the whole thing and you start feeling better. Now, saying all that, the cornerback position, even the guy you added, and Cornell Armstrong, I mean – right away, as soon as somebody goes, "Oh, Cornell Armstrong," you go to and you go, "Oh, special teams guy."
Yeah, I mean, you look at his numbers.
Played
he's
a lot.
Special team. He's
and
like
I
an
go,
already.
Then he can't. If you're a special teams guy for 3 or 4 years, you're not all of a sudden going to show up in my defense and be a cover corner starting playing 60 snaps a game.
Yeah, there was a play early in practice yesterday, and I'm not a big. You know, oh, this guy's great because he made this play in practice, but there was a play. Tua is looking to his right, comes back to his left, and throws a fastball real quick to Tyreek, and Kader Kohou knocked the pass down.
Yeah.
You know, he was right with Tyreek, stepped in the pass, and you're thinking, remember how Kader finished last year where his role was expanding and he's playing better?
Played a lot better last year than the year
so
before.
So you can see him moving to a boundary cornerback. So there's one. But
you still, no matter what, you still got two spots to fill.
Yeah,
because the slot corner, the guy inside, you're playing against three
unless
quality
they put
wide
Minka,
receivers.
Unless they put a Minka in, you know,
does that.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either. And
did it really well his rookie year.
Yeah.
My God, was he good in the slot? Yeah. So yeah, all that stuff is to be answered in the future and try to figure everything out. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel with us. All day Dan Day. And I do mean all day Dan Day because my man's out working and then comes in. I keep waiting for the crash and burn from him. I keep waiting to go in the back here and catch him on the couch, you know, just completely out. And he just rolls strong. Rolls.
What's the secret? He weighs, you know, he has zero body fat, so it must
I don't think
be,
he's
you know,
eating. So
yeah.
you're hungry all the time, right. And so you can't sleep. I don't think he's getting all that food before he leaves that restaurant at night. Hey, we've got plenty of things to get to here this morning on a Friday. A lot of stuff, including Bill Belichick taking the show yesterday, and. He's going to be good for college football, man. Whatever you think of Bill Belichick, he is going to be really good for the ACC. and college football. We'll come back and talk more about that. We've got a lot more news to get to here from the Miami Dolphins as well. Right now, I want to tell you about something very important on a Friday. It is officially Atlantic Men's Clinic Day. What's that mean, Joe? Well, that means a lot of my brothers at all different ages. I'll see guys in their 40s in there lined up, 50s, 60s. I'll see guys right in. There'll be somebody in their 80s that pops in there today looking real good. And we just nod at each other like, yeah, I get it, man. We're knocking out low T and ED. That's what it's all about. We're going to enjoy our weekends more, have more energy, chase that little lady around in the bedroom a little bit, and hey, get more out of life. That's what it's all about. I love telling everybody about Atlantic Men's Clinic because it works. 13 months now, it works. And I would tell everybody out there that's dragging in a fog, getting ready to take a vacation and not even looking forward to it because your kids are active and they're going to want to do things. And if you just want to really enjoy a summer vacation like you never have before, start it before you leave by going to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Get all your testing done. Again, if you're having a problem with your energy level, find yourself half depressed. On top of that, your sex drive is gone. Get it back with Atlantic Men's Clinic. This is what they do, and I say do it better than anybody else. Schedule a consultation for that first appointment. Get the T, the PSA test done. Meet with their professionals and get ready for great results. 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including the new one in Hollywood. Call them today, 877-455-7300. Unbelievable results. The question I get the most is, how quickly before it kicks in? Real quickly. You can ask all that. They'll tell you about everything, tell you about a program they're going to put you on specifically for you. 877-455-7300. Visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. All right, welcome back. And I got to tell you, if you're a fan of the Miami Dolphins, it's finally here tomorrow. First day to go out there, put your cameras up, something the media can't do. Take can you do that? I don't know that.
Can't live the tweet. There is a session of that's posted. There's a live session of you can use your phone.
So you know it's a weird one for you guys. I suck at anything with the phone. Anything that screams social media.
You can
media.
Talk into it and that's about it.
Yeah,
huh?
It's terrible. So they're going. Well, wait a sec. The fans are over there. They got a shot of that perfect pass down the sideline, Tua to Tyreek, and I can't get it.
It's the weirdest. Weirdest. Now I think that's been loosened some, but it's the dumbest thing.
Yeah.
Thousands of fans tweeting, but media. Well, no, the rules are you can't.
Well, listen, it's going to be fun, and fans, as I say, they're knowledgeable about everything that's going on. They know everything good about the team and bad and all the things that we have debates about every day and have disagreements. And by the way, everybody has them. I have them with Bo all the time. Bo gets high on certain guys, and I don't know. And he goes, no, I know, and he's going to be, and I don't know, Bo. And we go back and forth. The Christian Wilkins, a great example. Bo was like, you know, and it wasn't just Bo. A lot of my former teammates – Christian Wilkins, one of your own guys, you got to sign him. And there's got to be part of Chris Greer that goes, you might not have liked it, but I got Zach Sealer signed at a great deal. I got him for Walmart prices. And
absolutely.
He's great. You know, now they got to pay him now. But Christian Wilkins, I didn't have to give him $90 million guaranteed and $109 million, and now – he's got a broken foot. He comes back. He's not healthy. The Jones fracture. That's just one thing. So,
well, there's two things. First of all,
you know, they're going to say though. Those guys are going to say, "Hey, he made the right decision." Yes or no?
Well, he made the look. They weren't going to resign.
Playing the results, but yeah,
the time to sign him was the year before he went to free agency. Not when he $28 million. I mean, that's off the charts, right? The time to sign these guys is the year before. And you get them cheaper, but they couldn't come to it. They couldn't come to a number then. Christian wanted $20 million. The Dolphins wouldn't come to it. So, yes, Chris Greer was right in that. If you're playing the result, but if you're playing the result, then don't sign Zach Sealer too. You cannot sign Zach Sealer because he's in a similar situation of about 5 years of hard football on his body. Now he's 30. He's older than Christian. So if you believe that, that this was a great move by Chris Greer, then you have to keep playing that move, and you can't sign Zach.
The crazy part of that, Christian Wilkins was one of the most durable guys. He and Zach Sealer were like, nobody's chewed up more snaps than they did as Miami Dolphin players. Every year, they're top five. I mean, they're playing every down. They don't come out of the game. And then Christian goes there, of course, five games in, and now got so bad, and he didn't get any healthier, and they're claiming he hadn't worked out the way he was supposed to, or they didn't see enough, so they're pulling a lot.
How about Christian, though? He bet on himself. He didn't sign that probably, what, $17 million contract with the Dolphins. He went into free agency, played a year on his last contract with the Dolphins, and got the huge contract, and immediately after getting the contract gets maybe a career-ending injury, it seems like, or career-crippling injury in some regard.
Yeah.
And but he got his money. He was a guy who was about money too. Talking to him,
well,
he was
guessing,
all about money.
I'm guessing he still got his money from his first year that he's been was in the league.
Yeah, he's one of those guys.
And everybody has fun with it, and laughs. But he's made it clear, I'm not leaving. I didn't leave college broke, and I ain't leaving the NFL.
You say frugal, but I say smart. He's very smart with money.
No question. But so you're right. He ended up getting $82 million guaranteed on the contract, and the Raiders apparently have paid all but 35 of it, and he's going, no, I'm getting that money too. I got injured playing football. I'm going to get it, and so it's going to a grievance right now. We'll see how that plays out, but a lot of people are going to say that. When they saw that story, they're going to say, hey, we made a good move on Christian, and we got Zach on the cheap at the time. And by the way, everybody said that, like, wow. They got a friendly contract on Zach Sealer the last time. And he got double-digit sacks, the only defensive tackle to do it. But he wants
And the if you're Zach, now. You're saying at the time, I remember talking to him and asking him why he didn't go to the end of the year like Christian. And the bottom line, just like I would have thought if I was him, you know, coming out, I've been cut twice. Now I get a chance. $13 million
is life
changing. It's life changing, right?
So I'll just tell you, the mindset for a football player between a guy that's been cut by a team and a guy that's a first round pick, that's just your mindset's completely different. Your money's guaranteed. You're number one.
And Division II and all this stuff.
Yeah, and you get cut by Baltimore and the whole deal, and them have to play on the cheap for a while. There's no big signing bonus, nothing until you do these. And I'm sure in the back of Zach's mindset, with his agent, and he hired Drew Rosenhaus for this last one. He said, "Hey, don't worry about years on this contract. You outplay it. Well, we're going to go back in and get more money like everybody else." So, really, when everybody goes, "Wow, he did. We got a bargain on Zach."
Absolutely.
And by the way, it's funny. Part of this, because we did it with two Atlanta Falcons players a year ago. We did. We got defensive tackle at the end of his career, played his ass off, Calais Campbell, and we got Jonnu Smith. We got two players from the Atlanta, I started to call them Braves, the Falcons. The Falcons gave us two, but they outplayed their contracts. They played so well, they got offered a lot more money than we wanted to give it, so we got them for 1 year.
You're fine with that. I mean, fine with Calais Campbell. I mean, Jonnu Smith, then you have the debate. Do you pay him and all that or not?
At some point, you got to start getting younger.
You start throwing – then you have to throw in Jordan Poyer last year. You have to throw in Odell Beckham Jr. last year.
Oh, no, we had a lot of old guys that looked old.
And it's just like the Christian Wilkins – okay, if you want to just center on that, that was one that really worked out. The Dolphins are wiping their brows that they didn't sign him. But look at the talent drain that over contracts. Christian Wilkins, Andrew Van Ginkle, Brandon Jones.
But we're not talking about all those guys.
You're
talking about one. It was the biggest one. The guy played his ass off his last year here, and the team said, the offer you just got from Vegas, we thought this was going to happen. We can't afford to.
But the team said to all those guys that we're not going to pay you the money. And are the Dolphins better for losing all those players?
No, you'd like to have some back. So, love to have that guy in Minnesota that made the All-Pro.
Meanwhile, they paid Jalen Ramsey. He comes in here and he misses the first half of the season because he immediately has a calf injury. So, I mean, at that point, Chris is always saying injuries are part of the game, and they are, especially with guys who haven't been hurt before. I mean, when you have a history of injuries, it's just like Christian Wilkins, assuming he comes back. He's not going to be getting anywhere near the contract he did.
That guy was just the most flexible big guy I've ever
seen. And hardworking. I mean,
so athletic, could jump over a guy. Remember, he used to do that jump thing over the top of his players, and you're like, damn, man, you're not acting like a 300-pound man. No, he was, and by the way, Steelers got the same reputation of being durable. Like, they're talking about, and you don't think Drew's throwing durability. And by the way, you're the one who went out and put three rookie defensive linemen on that. You better take care of him. He's being a good soldier. I said this, by the way, not very accurate. I said when this Zach Sealer thing, and we found out he wanted to get a new contract, I said he will be, for a guy that wants a new contract, the best guy you've ever had around. Now, I didn't know he's going to practice every drill, but you knew it was going to be positive. And he was going to make the best of it, still talking about leadership. I know I'm worth more. I believe the team's going to give me the right price that I'll be happy.
He's a fascinating case because the Dolphins changed their philosophy on money this offseason. You can see they're not spending money.
No one.
On free agency.
No one.
And they aren't redoing contract. But last year, they redid Tyreek Hill. They redid Jalen Ramsey. Two guys, you talk about problem guys in the culture, showing up late, coming out late to practices, the team stretching, both of them are walking out late, and yet they got rewarded. Now you have Zach Sealer, who does everything right, who's telling them
bad year for it. Sorry about sorry. Those guys last year.
I cannot say, well, we're doing business a different way now to a guy like Zach Sealer. You got to pay him. The question is, what's the price?
So that's one topic here, folks. And the other one is Minka Fitzpatrick. And not for fans, because fans, if you're going out, they don't care. Minka Fitzpatrick's out there. He's already taken a leadership role, which he should in the secondary, because he is the leader of the secondary of everybody. Anybody in
have nobody else.
Secondary, right?
I mean, there is
Cater,
nobody
Cater,
else.
Cater, listen, God bless you.
I love
and go out and be a frontline player. But Minka's the guy, 29, and been there and done it and had success here his first time. Had a lot of success with the Steelers coming here, but he doesn't want to talk. Is that a big deal now? A few days,
and
he still doesn't
deal.
Want to talk.
And
because, you know, fans are listening, going, Dave Hyde, I don't give. I just want him to be good.
I disagree with that. He's not just talking to the media. He's talking to the fans about. He hasn't talked yet since the trade. We're over 3 weeks now. So things as simple as the team's social media account. Usually, look, the Steelers had Jonnu Smith walking into practice yesterday, right? We haven't seen that from no social media.
Well, I saw Ramsey even had a chance to take a little jab at the Dolphins and other teams, and he's finally on a professional team.
So you want to hear Minka say, you want to hear him say, I'm happy to be here. What's his thoughts on the trade as a fan?
But you got to understand, you and I are disagreeing on why he's not doing this.
Why isn't he doing it?
I think, number one, I don't think he wants to talk about the Brian Flores thing. It's just me. Maybe I'm wrong.
He doesn't have to. Nobody cares about Brian Flores anymore.
He was a coach.
Yeah, I get when he demanded a trade and all that, but that was so long ago. He can brush that off with, that was so long ago.
He forced his way out of here.
Yeah.
And some fans, he's wondering, hey, is everybody with me? And I kind of – and then the other thing is the Steelers let him go. They threw him in a trade. And they got to play each other December 15th. So I just think, man, I just want to stick with football.
But again,
at some point, he's got to talk.
He can sidestep those issues.
Those are all topics you want to hear. Those are three topics you've got to get right
about.
He's
going to be asked about that – the Flores, the Steelers, he can sidestep those. He's a veteran. He's been in a million interviews.
That's true.
Now
he should talk.
And all he needs to say, all anybody wants to hear is, yeah, I'm happy. I'm fine with the trade. Mike McDaniel said he was asked, did they talk to Minka before the trade? And he said, in his own way of saying things, he said, yeah, they talked to him, and he was fine with the trade. So, and you look at him at practice, He's not like he's sulking out there. He's again leading. He's playing as hard as anybody. I'm pointing out things, talking to people. So, but until he talks, you don't know where he's at. So if I'm a fan, I just want to hear that.
He's got the family down here. I mean, everybody, and he's lived down here. Which, by the way, another guy down here I didn't even know was living down here the whole time and got a home down here. Brothers of St. Thomas Aquinas, hell of a player going to Georgia, made a commitment to Georgia. I think he's going to be a senior at St. Thomas Aquinas. I think his parents live down here. So I'm guessing there's a lot of – now, I can't say he's 100% and he finds out, hey, we're trading you for these guys – and hey, Steelers defense can be really good.
How would you feel your makeup made the Pro Bowl 5 years and six in Pittsburgh, 3 All Pros, led the league in interceptions, and then you're basically dumped for Jalen Ramsey?
So I think part of it, he's got to look at his numbers. I mean, if we're to be
his last 2 years, his numbers have gone way down.
He had some zeros last year. There were no interceptions.
He had 6 interceptions in 2022.
Yeah.
1 total in 2023 and 24. So if I'm the Dolphins, who is Minka? Is was the first question of this trade.
So I just, all I wanted to know is, as a writer, and sometimes they call you, we all get older. They don't call you if you say what we're saying in your 30s or 40s, but as you get older, and I'm the oldest. Well, Bo's the oldest, but you're getting up there. You're does it bother you that much that he hasn't talked?
Yes, I mean it's.
Has it gotten to the point where people are going to start taking jabs at him a little bit and start trying to predict why he's not talking?
Well, Omar wrote a column yesterday, so I mean that. Yeah, so that answers the question.
He won an extension. He's trying to get more guaranteed
money.
Well,
that's the hard thing is to – you can put a question mark after everything. Is he happy? Is he not talking president? Question mark. I didn't say he wasn't happy. I was just and he's right. But all these issues are going to be – he can put it
– how about this one? Minka, how comes it's taken you so long? You've been here.
Right.
You're a big catch. You're our former first-round pick. Why did it take you so long to
want to
talk
to
us?
You know, why isn't
that tough?
Talking?
We're not that tough down here.
The team wants them to talk. I know that.
Yeah, they do. You're right. All right. Hey, listen, we've got a lot more. I tried to get you going this morning. I tried to get that grumpiness out of you this morning, grumpy old man. Don't worry. The president of the club. I don't think I'm the president of the club. I think Bo is. I think Kim Bo Camper is that.
I'd vote for that too. Yeah. He's.
I don't get why. Why can't they? Why do they? What? All right. Hey, listen. Enough of that. Hurricane season is here, man. Protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. You got that old leaky roof? Replace your old roof now, and you can pay later. Hey, man. One thing you can do, and Chev over there at Loctite always says this, Joe. You never know when the big one's coming again. We've been lucky the last few years, but hey, man, what are you doing? Trying to wait another year, wait this thing out. Why don't we protecting your home with the best products? Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing, man. They do it all. Highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. Save big on their legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors as well. Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Does that help you out? Don't wait for the next storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Again, that's LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They have a professional team ready to answer all your questions covering all of South Florida. Loctite Impact, ready to take care of you today.
Their own journey. I have my path and my journey, and I think that, prayed about it a bunch, talked to my wife, talked to my family, and, end of the day, I'm going to.
I'm not sure what happened there. What a teaser, though. Part of it was Zach Seeler, who's really got his act together.
He was great. He was great to listen to because, you asked him about his contractual situation, and he talked very well about that, about guys take different tacks, and this is the tack he's taking. He talked about the team. He saw everything well.
So I feel like Zach, who obviously, again, every guy's path is different, and he has had the tough road. I mean, he's a guy you root for. The guy that's had the tough road.
Him, Cater Cohu's. Cater Cohu's, same road. I remember talking to Cater first training camp, went and talked to him. And he had student loans out. Student loans out. How many guys do you meet in the NFL with student loans out? And I asked him the other day in the spring about student loans. He goes, well, I still got them, but they're for tax reasons now. Those are the guys, you know, who really start with, they had to prove themselves from the first practice to make the team.
You want your ones and twos to work out, because I still say they're your franchise players. But when you get a story like Zach Sealer, and done a few events with him, those are guys you root for. By the way, you guys all like him. He says the right thing, and he got a lot of really good PR. And guys are, Drew's probably sitting back going, I'm just going to let Dave Hyde and those guys all do
that. All
right,
Joe, do you pay him? Do you pay him now?
Yes.
That's the question. You do?
Yes.
After Christian Wilkins got hurt, four games in due,
yes,
you still pay him?
You have to.
Well, you don't have to, because they haven't paid defensive tackle. I pay him if I'm, but the question is, do the Dolphins stick to their philosophy?
So you know what the Dolphins did? The Dolphins went out and drafted three young defensive tackles.
Yes.
And they need somebody. You can't just get it by a coach.
Listen, well, they're going to have Zach coach them this year. Regardless, around this year.
So, again, they've got some really, really good coaches. Really good coaches. And their defense line coaches had great success. His guys play really well. But you do need a veteran on the sideline. Hey, this is what they're doing to you. This is what they're going to try to do. This is what they do to me. And then being able to watch him and the way he plays and the fact that he's out there. He understands his role right now for those three young guys.
And all right, but you can't praise Chris Greer for the Christian Wilkins, the fortunate part from the Dolphins' standpoint.
But it worked out. That's all I'm saying.
But you can't praise him for that and then say, well, they got to pay Zach Sealer. I mean, those are two non sequiturs. They don't go together. I mean, either they have a philosophy on defensive tackles of not paying them.
Well, they don't pay him. Whatever Zach's going to get, he's going to be outside of Ndamukong Suh many, many years ago. We have not paid defensive tackles around here. And so whatever Zach gets, it's going to be a lot more than anybody else has seen around here. We haven't paid guards a lot of money either.
Well, for a reason, guards, in my mind, that you should be able to make guards.
You know the position.
But
in general, not just a Chris Greer thing, you pay your pass rushers. You pay your guys that block the pass rushers on the outside, right? The two tackles, cover corners. Receivers.
You pay guys who make touchdowns and guys who stop touchdowns.
Well, some running backs would disagree with you on that. Still fighting
well,
to get
that's
paid.
True.
But for the most part, those are the positions. And running backs have been frustrated for a long time. Tight ends have been frustrated, although the pass receiving tight ends are now, that thing started to take off. We saw some guys get paid some pretty damn good money. So anyway, yeah, the Christian Wilkins one is going to be interesting, because there's going to be a lot of people going, hey, Chris, good call. Good call on that one. I mean, you didn't know he's going to get hurt. Guy's never been hurt in his friggin' life. And now he not only has an injury, but usually guy comes back in year two, and whatever this Jones fracture is, this broken foot, it hasn't healed. And so on top of everything, who the Raiders, who dished out 50 to him in year one of that contract, a lot of money. He's set, but he's going to fight.
And let's look. The Dolphins were fortunate,
35.
Okay. For however you frame, they were fortunate from the Dolphins' side of this that they didn't have this big contract, and guy gets hurt, and now he can't play, et cetera, et cetera. But let's not pretend that injury histories or avoiding injuries has ever been a concern for how the Dolphins do business. Right, Teron Armstrong. You can go down the list of guys they've signed who have complete injury history.
I'm not disagreeing.
But they were fortunate. I feel bad for Christian on some level.
He's a likable guy, man. The way he played the game like it was a high school football game. I always loved that about him. I loved he never backed down from the Bills and used to.
He worked hard. I mean, you talk to the guys. I remember Mike McDaniel telling the story. They heard somebody running outside in the dark one night, and they looked out. It was Christian Wilkins running by himself.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the type of player he was. The guy, and he was the first guy of the rebuild, and he was a perfect guy.
On a day off, he brought pizzas. He had like a zillion pizzas. He just took them into the staff at the stadium. So here, this one.
He wasn't very nice to the media, I will say that. He wasn't very outgoing with the media. He gets points off for that.
Was it everybody or just Omar?
I think it was everybody. Yeah, it was everybody. You know, he wasn't.
Yeah, you're right.
He wasn't super outgoing.
No. Yeah, he. Yeah. Love the fans.
We like those media.
Love the
players.
Fans, not big media guys. Which we might be getting more and more of that these days. Mm-hmm. Hey, 7 o'clock hour is coming up here, and we'll get into some more stuff. So Bill Belichick, I want to ask you before we go to break.
What is up with that guy? Weird.
Well, this whole thing is strange that he's going back. How's this thing play out this year? So I hear his roster's okay, but not great. It's the ACC. It's not the Big Ten. It's not the SEC. Can he go 8-4?
I looked at the
schedule.
Yeah, that's the question. The first thing I looked at when he signed was, did Miami play him? Because I'm thinking that'd be a fun thing to write about.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins, and Miami doesn't play him. The Hurricanes.
So my take was, he got stroked by all the coaches. Hey, what do you think of Bill being ace? Oh, my God, it's great. He's one of the greatest coaches of all time. He's going to win. And they're all setting him up, I think.
Yeah.
I think they're all setting
them
up.
They want a piece of him.
They're all setting them up.
I get a chance to beat Bill Belichick.
They're all going, hey, Bill, you coach your ass off. You don't have enough talent. We saw your class. We saw your, you know, because they obviously overhauled the roster. And, yeah, I'm really curious. And, by the way, the ESPN is going to treat Bill Belichick like Deion Sanders got treated in Colorado,
like Shador Sanders in Cleveland.
They're going to be doing all their shows. They're going to be fighting to do their shows in North Carolina, man.
Isn't that the one game you want to see every week? You want to know what Belichick did? Absolutely, I do.
Yeah,
I know, I do.
Of course.
Whether he goes undefeated or he falls flat on his face, I want to see what happens.
He was asked about the NIL transfer portal and one year free agent. You're free agent every year and. He said all the right things, man.
Well, he's certainly a better coach than anybody he's going to face. The question is, how's that measure up in year one and the talent he inherits or got through the NIL? I'm not up to speed on North Carolina, but
and it's not always true, but usually the team that's got the most talent,
sure,
it's gonna. No, not always.
But as you said in the ACC, there's a lot of equal talented teams out there.
Hey,
there's only a couple teams that you
look at. Look at the Canes. Yes. Canes went out and won 9 or 10 games real fast last year. And every game is a friggin' dogfight to come back and a last-second call and back of the end zone, down 24 coming back, down 10 in the third quarter coming back. Every game, we're going to be able to, you know, get – no, not going to be – I think it's going to be the same thing this year. By the way, this goes at Jason Sanders thing. Like, Jason Sanders is one of the most important players on this team because Dolphins are going to be in a whole bunch of close games again this year. You agree with that?
Yeah, the kicker. Oh, is yes, yes.
You need Jason Sanders to go 37-41. Well, maybe not kick that many field goals. That's
41.
A lot of field goals.
Wow.
41 attempts.
Let's go mid-20s.
A lot less. More touchdowns. More extra points, less field goals. All right. Hey, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Summer vacation. Yeah, you're getting ready and you decide, you know, hey, before we go on a summer vacation, first of all, let's stay away from the airports, man. The frustration of flying around with our family. We can save some money. Let's get in a real comfortable SUV where we can be together, be comfortable. Let's go up into Mount Carolinas. Let's go to the West Coast. Let's go down to the Keys. We can fish a couple of days and really enjoy ourselves. Call the Hyde family and go to your family. Take every day, man. I don't want you. If you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, the SUV family has never looked better and had better products than they do right now. Sure, I'm going to start with a Suburban and a Tahoe. The new 2025 Tahoe is spectacular. So roomy. So roomy. God, I love. Yesterday, wife goes, what do you want to take? I go, of course I want to take. We had to go somewhere yesterday up in Palm Beach. And it's like, I want to take that Tahoe. It's got a lot of room. I want to be comfortable driving. And boy, I'll tell you what, Suburbans, you can't beat them. But the midsize SUV family is fantastic. The all-new Equinox, the electric Equinox, not only a great look, but all the room you could ever need for you and your family to be comfortable. I just can't tell you enough. The new Traverse is spectacular, just below the Tahoe, and it's got so much room. So if you're looking for something that's got a great look, got all the toys inside, but also has plenty of room for you and your family, boy, you're going to love what's going on at your South Florida Chevy dealer. So before you take that summer vacation over the next couple of weeks, stop by. We got convenient locations all over South Florida. We got great deals going on right now. Hurry. Hurry in this weekend to your South Florida Chevy dealers and take a test drive and find the SUV that you need.